A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Nun Tes. Chulin 59a. Pagination is 117. We're starting about a third of the way down. Masnisin in the middle of the line, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Simane Behema Vachaya Nemru Min HaTorah. The signs of a kosher animal, whether it's the domesticated type, or what we describe as the more wild, the non-domesticated. Typically, we describe the deer as an example of that. So those simanim, the signs of what's considered a kosher animal, are written in the Torah. And that is, famously, the split hooves and that it chews its cud. V'simanei ha'of, regarding kosher birds, lo nemru. It doesn't say in the Torah what the signs are, how you would examine a particular bird. Instead, the Torah lists off a specific list of non-kosher birds, and anything that's not included in that list is kosher. So actually, there are many, many birds that we should assume are kosher, because they're not listed. But we run into a number of considerations. One of them is that we don't know how to translate all the birds that are on that list. You'll find in the responsible translators that some of those words either are translated by simply transliterating them, because we're not sure what the bird actually is, so they just translated the Hebrew into English characters. Or they translate it but put a footnote. Others say that it's a different bird. We're not clear exactly which birds. Secondly, some of the birds that are listed seem to be more categories, families of birds, rather than a specific bird that you take one snapshot and that's all that's being listed. And we have this regarding different groups of birds. The raven, crow, are we talking about a family of birds or are we talking about a specific bird? And that's why in Halacha, Simin Pei Beis in Yoredeya, we find that we will only eat a bird that has a mesores, that has a tradition, from the word mesora, a tradition that it is a good bird and that people use this bird for food in their locale. Naturally, different areas that had availability of a bird are going to be stronger places to find that there's a tradition about that bird. But such things then have to be discussed, whether the other locales were kind of rejecting that tradition or they just didn't have it available. And all of that is wrapped into the topic of birds. The Mishnah says, Aval Amru Chachamim, but the sages did give a description of what your non-kosher bird looks like. Kal Of Hadores, a bird that claws, that's an attack bird, Tamei is going to be non-kosher. Kol sheyesh lo etzba yisera, if it has an extra finger, there's a discussion whether this is a longer finger or an extra finger, but whatever the description is that's going to make the kosher bird, for example, the chicken, vizefek, it has the crop, v'kurkivano niklaf, and its gizzard can be peeled. When you take it out, you don't have to do it on every single bird. You just need to know that this bird type is kosher. So the gizzard can be peeled. It's layered. Tahar, that's going to be a kosher bird. Again, we'll look for these signs. And we find a sign that's listed that when you put the bird on a string, that you could see the front claws and the back claws separate. That's an example of a dores of a bird that claws. But ultimately, we're going to rely specifically on the Mesorah. We'll do one more line in the Mishnah and then we'll skip. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik Omer, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik says, as we just mentioned, Kol Of HaChulek Es Raglav Tamei. If it separates its legs, its claws, that's an example of the non-kosher. Let's skip Chagovim grasshoppers. Our custom among Ashkenazim is not to eat grasshoppers, period. But we recognize that if a person had the proper Mesorah, biblically, there is such a thing as eating grasshoppers. At the end of the Mishnah, uvadogim, and regarding fish, kol sheyesh lo snapeh v'kaskeses, if it has fins and scales. Now, in halacha, we only require one. Ve'elu hein kaskasin, skipping a line. This is what it means, scales, ha'kivuim bo. That's the simen, that's the sign that's attached to it. Now, it's not attached so much that it's part of it. Not sure exactly how to describe this. It's attached. It's on it, but to the extent that it's able to be peeled. This usnapirim and the fins is haporeach bahen, that it flies with them, meaning the fins, that it shoots itself forward in the water. What's beautiful about the scales, looking for the exact description, is that we're not talking about something that's so embedded that it's a part of it. I'll jump totally to a different topic, and that distinction might be clear. When we have a question of a chatzitza, of whether there's a separation on something, whether it's a person's hand, for example, they want to go to mikvah, or we want to kasher something, we want to know if what we're seeing on the surface of the vessel is dirt or stain. So you run your finger over it, and you could tell whether it's part of the thing, or in which case it's a stain, or if it is detected above the surface, in which case it's dirt, and you would scrape it away if it's on a vessel, and if it's on a person, you would soak it, whatever you would do in order to get it off. So over here, that distinction is not quite as pronounced. You could have scales that are on the surface, but they still can't be peeled. But that's what we're looking for something that's hakavuimbo. It's almost like it's been attached. The Ramos says, Davko shem niklofim biyado bakli. They have to be able to be peeled off the fish. Unfortunately, on occasion, we have had incidents where fishing supply has been tainted, if you will, where some people put a swatch of kosher scales onto a non-kosher fish. They put the swatch on, glued it in place, and if a mashgiach is not adept, he could actually be misled. We don't require that the scales cover the entire fish. As long as there's clear presence of them naturally, that would indicate that it's a kosher fish. Let's skip down to the bottom of the page, counting up from the bottom about 10 lines. At the end of a line, V'amar Rav Chista said, Hayumahalich baderech, a person is going on the way, Yumatza behema she piagamum, and he finds an animal. Bodek biparsoseho, he's allowed to simply check its hooves. doesn't have to necessarily kill it and then check for the stomachs, make sure it chews its cud. You could just check the hooves. In parsoseo sedukos, if they're clearly defined as split, not just partially split, truly split, b'yadua shi'tahora, that's the sign of a kosher animal. Im lav b'yadua shi'tameyon, if they're not split, it's certainly a non-kosher animal. Uvavacha yakir chazir, as long as you're able to recognize a pig, because a pig is the only one that has split hooves and is still non-kosher because it doesn't have the second simen. On the next line, Shalit ba'olamo yodeya, Hashem, who rules his world, knows. He knows what he created. She'en l'chadava shamafis parsa v'tamei ela chazir, the only one that has split hooves, but is still non-kosher, because it doesn't chew its cud, is the pig. So if a person recognizes the pig, then he knows that this particular one is not a pig. Lefikach parapo akosov, that's why the Torah identified it, so that you should know that the chazir, anything in its family, of course, it's not just your one picture perfect example that you saw in the zoo, but anything that's in that family is going to be non-kosher, even though it has split hooves, and everything else, if it has a split hoof, is going to be kosher. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.